Welcome to Community Connection, an IPR original program that takes a look at what's going on with nonprofit organizations in East Central Indiana. I'm Kristen Bitsyguy. Each month on Community Connection, we focus on telling the story of one local nonprofit organization, what they're doing to make our community a better place to live and work, and how you can help. This month, we're featuring TeenWorks, an organization that prepares teens for college through summer employment, professional development, and mentorship. TeenWorks helps students achieve excellence in college, career, and community.
I'm Mary Boyer, and I am the Executive Director of TeenWorks.
I'm Landon Martin, and I'm the Program Director of TeenWorks. TeenWorks is an opportunity for students to not only earn a paycheck, but to learn valuable skills that can help them in their next stage of life. Marianne Glick, who now serves as our Chairman of the Board of Directors for TeenWorks, often talks about her father's vision for TeenWorks. Her father's vision was that this would be a program that would be sustainable and replicable to other cities. And so 3 years ago, as Marianne was serving on the Board of Trustees for Ball State, she wanted to fulfill her dad's vision and bring this program to a new city. And so for the first time in 30 years, TeenWorks was now being a program that was for the students of Muncie.
This year we started with 44 students, which was a 20% increase over last year, and we finished with 35, so about 80% completed. And as I said, we started small because we piloted 3 years ago. So we started with, I think it was just maybe 20 the first year, and we've progressively gotten a little bit bigger each time. So we actually had four teams in Muncie this year.
Back in the early 80s, they really focused on landscaping, professionalism, eye contact, a firm handshake, those types of skills. If we fast forward to 2014, we're still working a lot of those same things: interviewing skills, resume writing, eye contact, public speaking, in addition to providing our students a work environment so that they can experience what a job is like.
This year, we've added this component called 360, TeenWorks 360, and we go into the high school and we actually meet with these students who have indicated interest to stay connected. We have lunch tables once a month where we just have an informal lunch discussion with one of the adults, the mentor director, and then they have community service outings, they have additional college visits. We support your child all the way through, up to and hopefully including some type of post-secondary. In addition to this 360 piece, a couple ways that the community can support us is by being coming in and volunteering for us during the six-week program when we do our mock interview days. So we bring in business folks to come in and actually act as interviewers, and the students get to experience what would essentially be their first interview for a lot of them. And we found both from the community partners that we serve and the students, it's one of the most valuable days that we do now. So I would love to have people go to the website and say, hey, I'm interested in helping just on one day. That's fabulous. The second piece is that we're using mentors now through this 360 piece. So they are caring adults who are willing to take on four students. And it's just a very low-key kind of touch once a week, and then potentially going to these 360 socials with them. But again, another caring adult in their life who wants to support them through this college, career, and community piece. We've been fortunate to have some folks step in, but we'd love to have more.
You'll hear more about TeenWorks all this month on Community Connection. Information about how you can connect with an organization in your community is available at indianapublicradio.org. Community Connection is hosted by Kristen Bitsyguy and produced by Sean Ashcraft. This program is a partnership between Indiana Public Radio and Schaefer Leadership Academy, where people of all ages, backgrounds, and interests can enhance their leadership skills. This program is made possible by the support of the Community Foundation of Muncie and Delaware County, where neighbors create legacies. To listen to Community Connection again, visit our website at indianapublicradio.org.